Merkel Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
a Swangles
in I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic, Odyssey, Rockfin, Band.video, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks so much. We appreciate your amazing and continued support. You can also find us on Fringe FM. We're a radio show, don't you know, on Mondays and Fridays. You can catch us there. Hey, thanks to our sponsors. If we didn't have them, we would... Well, we'd be in a lot of trouble, and I tried to curate these sponsors based on providing services and products that I think that we need, that things that make sense with this show. You've come to know My Patriot Supply. They're fantastic. They've been with us since pretty much the beginning. They built a landing page called preparewithmacroaggressions.com, and you can go there, and in the space of about 10 minutes, you can have all of your food storage taken care of. You can get yourself prepared with supplies. You can get water filtration, air purification, lots of food for you, your family. If there's somebody in your life that, you know, maybe doesn't quite get it, you can send them food in advance so that you know that they're taken care of. If you are so inclined, if you're a nice person, you can do that. Go to preparewithmacroaggressions.com. There's a website that they built for us. You can do some shopping there. And anything that you buy there goes to help support the show and support the sponsors. We certainly do appreciate it. They appreciated it as well. Thank you to My Patriot Supply for that. And also thanks to True Hemp Science. Listen, if you guys want hemp-based CBD, it's the best out there. Okay. They're in Austin, Texas. They're making great stuff. They've sent me bottles of their products. I like the number 19 and I like the number 41. It's CBD, but it gives you a little bit of energy. So you've got that. And also, I finished my 5-week cycle through of bioactive silicate. Comes in a little 2-ounce liquid container like this. You buy yourself a gallon of distilled water. Add all this to the gallon of distilled water. Shake it up. Drink about 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening. And it will help to restore the pH balance to your body, which is where it should be, right around 7.0. Most of us aren't there, but what it does is it helps to bring you more in line with nature, helps to kill bacteria and biofilm, kills nanobacteria, which works to clog your arteries, detoxifies the body, it alkalizes the body, it helps joints and tendons, tissue repair, flexibility, skin health, wrinkle prevention, sleep regulation, and you have never heard of it before, more than likely. So do this. Go to truehempscience.com, /macroaggressions. There's going to be a link in the description. And go look for this stuff. It's called Bioactive Silicate. It's about $40. Take a look, see what you think, try it out. They've got free delivery for orders over $150. They've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're a small business. They're trying to make it in this world. We love them. We support them if you are so inclined. TrueHempScience.com/macroaggressions. Oh, yeah, use the promo code MACRO on your way out to save yourself a little bit of cash. Well, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills on a daily basis here. You probably do too. It's, you know, the things that we've been like screaming about and pointing out, the enemy class just denies its existence. They just try to pretend like, well, you can't be seeing what you're seeing, because if you're seeing what you're seeing, then we'd have big problems, and we don't have big problems. Everything's fine. Everything's perfect. Nothing's wrong. Everything's perfect. If you say anything to the contrary to that, you are clearly unhinged. You are probably a Republican, definitely a Trump supporter. And we're just not going to acknowledge any of the flaws. That's where we are. We are in a situation where we have half of the, well, in America, we have half of the population. And I don't think this is limited to America, but we have half the population pretending like everything's fine. Looking out my window, there's no issues. I don't see any of these things that the Republicans are complaining about. Everything's fine. We have Joe Biden in charge, and he's great. And whatever he can't figure out, his vice president will, because she's on it. She's sharp, you know, like Dick Cheney was. Could you imagine Kamala Harris trying to put together the continuity of government plan that Dick Cheney was working on with Rumsfeld? Holy shit. She'd be like, I'm still stuck on step one. We are, there's like an old saying, you can deny reality, but you cannot deny the effects of denying reality. We are in a scenario right now, especially in America, where a large percentage of the population is trying to deny reality. And that's just not going to work. That's like when you are in school and your teacher tells you you have a test on Friday, and you don't want there to be a test on Friday, so you just don't study for it. Now, you can deny that test on Friday all you want, but when Friday comes, and you're in class, and they hand out the test for everybody to take, That's when you have to you have to acknowledge that just because you don't want something to be doesn't mean anything. We have the liberal left in this country that is doing the very best they can to deny reality. The mental gymnastics that is being performed right now is something that the Romanian judges would be impressed with. We have a Biden advisor named Brian Deese. He came out. This fucking guy, man, he let the cat out of the bag. He is most definitely going to be forced to eat the bugs at some point. But he let the cat out of the bag. He was talking about families having to pay $5 a gallon. He was on some interview show or, you know, panel discussion, and they went to him and they said, well, listen, you know, I mean, you're telling all these families just hang in there and like pay $5 a gallon for gasoline because we have to continue to support Ukraine. Like, the interviewer was like, you know, at some point, what do you tell them? Like, you can't do this forever. And this is in his response to that question was, this is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm. And everyone went, I'm sorry, what the fuck did you just say? The liberal world order? Now, I've been doing this for a while. Written a couple books, done about 250 of these podcasts on macroaggressions, another 50 or so on Day Zero, another 50 or so on Union of the Unwanted. Been around talking about this stuff. I've never heard liberal world order before. I've heard new world order plenty of times. The liberal world order? I mean, the new world order doesn't sound appealing to me. The liberal world order not only doesn't sound appealing to me, it sounds downright annoying on every level. You're like, what do you want? It's where they don't kill you. In the new world order, they just work you to, in the liberal world order, they just complain until you kill yourself. You're just like, I can't take it, these fucking Kool-Aid haired weirdos over here. I can't anymore. I'm just going to end myself. That's the liberal world order. And Brian Deese, who's the director of the National Economic Council, which sounds important. It sounds like there's lots of people there. I don't know. Maybe it's just him in his underwear for all I know. And he is trying to. He's trying to modify behavior through high gas prices. This is nothing new. Of course, politicians are always coming up with new and inventive ways to modify behavior. Using high gas prices is just one tactic. They're not inventing this. They're not smart enough to invent this shit. They're just doing things. They're just repeating existing plans that have been in place. So you have high gas prices and you try to use that as a tool to convince people to, you know, we have to stand firm for the liberal world order. All right. Well, what is the liberal world order? What is it then? If we have to stand firm for it, then I want you to define it. If we're all supposed to know what it is, and we're supposed to pay $5 a gallon for gas because of Ukraine and because of the liberal world order, then I'm going to need Brian Deese, Biden advisor, to stand up in front of the podium and explain to me in excruciating detail exactly what the liberal world order is. Because if he doesn't say what it is, then I'm going to have to figure it out for myself. And of course, that's what we're going to do in this episode. We're going to figure out what they mean by the liberal world order. Is it making everything too expensive? I think so. I think that's part of it. It's to force behavior modification by making everything too expensive so that you have to change your behavior, not because you want to, but because you just can't afford to be the way you used to be. And that's what the Biden administration wants. When they're talking about a liberal world order, they're talking about a world where gasoline doesn't exist, where electric cars power electricity powers your car. And electricity comes from magical electrical fairies that just provide it. It grows on trees in the morning. And you just harvest it. And then you put it in your Prius and your Prius runs. That's what they think. He said this on CNN, so I mean, literally tens of people were watching, but the problem is that this clip got clipped and then it got spread out to the mainstream, to the social media platforms, and people went berserk with this. And they said, the fuck is this liberal world order? And first of all, what is it? Second of all, who's in charge of it? Third of all, why do I have to stand firm? I'm standing firm with some agenda that I don't even know about? No, I'm sorry. That's just not going to work for me. You guys are going to have to explain your stupid ideas to me. Let me guess, it's going to sound something like AOC explaining the Green New Deal, where it's like, well, and you can work, and if you don't want to work, then you cannot work too. And it's like, oh my God. Let me give you some examples of where we are in the liberal world order. We are throwing cake at the Mona Lisa, and we are gluing ourselves to Van Gogh paintings. Okay, that's where we are. So, you might hate the ideas, but I assure you, the performance art component of it, you're really going to despise. Because I'm all for making a point, you know, and I get it. These people are trying to do that. But blocking freeways for climate change is a good way to get yourself run over. And when that happens, and it will happen, somebody is going to glue themselves. You know, we watched this happen in Italy. These guys just got out of the car, grabbed these little weaklings by the throat and dragged them off of the streets. You're going to do that. And I saw it in LA. It happened over, you know, recently too, where a bunch of people like protesting and, you know, and they just blocked the, I don't know, 101 freeway or something and everything. You could do that if you'd like. But the day that an 18-wheeler comes flying down at full speed and you are unable to get out of the way and you all get run over and die on that freeway, I don't want to hear any complaining. I'm not interested in the complaining. I'm not interested in this driver should be arrested. I'm not interested in this is terribly unfair. I'm not interested in this guy probably was. I'm not interested in any of that. You get what you get. Okay. If you're going to do this, if you're going to glue yourself to Van Gogh and then somebody wants to walk up to you and kick you in the balls for 15 minutes and you can't get yourself unglued, then you get what you deserve and you get what you get. And I'm not going to have any sympathy for these people. Extinction Rebellion people gluing themselves to something, handcuff them to it. They glued themselves to something, leave them there. Leave them there for a month. You glued yourself to the Van Gogh. Now what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to stay here until we get away from our dependence on fossil fuel. Oh, okay. Okay. You do that. You do that. We're not going to feed you. We're not going to let you out. In fact, maybe we'll cut you off of the Van Gogh, but then we're going to handcuff you in some back room somewhere and we'll just leave you there. Deflating tires in New York City. Have you seen this? Let me explain something to you. You want to go around and find SUVs in New York City, and I'm sure other cities too, but this has been happening in New York City. And you're going to go around at night and you're covertly going to let the air out of all their tires or anything. If you own an SUV in New York City and you walk out to your car in the middle of the night and there's somebody fucking with it and you have a gun and you shoot that person and they die on the sidewalk, too bad. Don't fuck with people's cars and this stuff won't happen. I can't believe I got shot. I can't believe you didn't get shot. I can't believe all the people that haven't been shot. You do this and you want to make your own little protest and you want to be an activist and chain yourself to something, that's fine. But just understand there's going to be one person in the crowd that is not going to be having it on that particular day. And whatever that person in the crowd decides they want to do to you, you deserve. And I don't want to hear any complaining about it. When some guy is tired because he's late for his appointment at work, and this might be the day he finally gets fired, and you have gone and handcuffed yourself to a bunch of other people and now you're blocking the freeway and this guy goes in his glove compartment, gets out his gun and shoots everybody in the head. I'm just saying, don't act surprised. You're pushing people into situations where they are going to behave inappropriately. But again, I think it's important to recognize in this liberal world order, the left are the agitators in this. They think they're superheroes. They're coming to save the world. They're going to come in and I'm going to protest all of this. I'm going to throw cake at the Mona Lisa. That'll fix everything. Okay. So if you do that, or if you tie yourself to a bunch of other people and block the freeway, you're going to find out that you have you're going to find out that you need 100% support for that to work. If you don't have 100% support and there's somebody out there that isn't on board with what you're doing, you're in a situation now where things can go very bad. And oh well. My buddy and I, we used to have this saying. He used to say something, you know, someone would do something incredibly stupid and get themselves, like, you know, some guy's trying to steal a car and he runs out in traffic and gets hit by a car, you know, and my friend would say, I'm going to file that under, oh, well. And that's what I'm going to do with a bunch of this stuff. I'm going to file this under, oh, well. I can't believe I got run over. I can't believe all these people beat me with baseball bats when I tried. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, you can't believe it, but maybe you shouldn't have put yourself in a situation for this stuff to happen. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of my favorite people to make fun of, because she has such a lack of self-awareness. She doesn't understand how she will be perceived by other people. She's not real bright. She's not strategic. She's super annoying. She's the type of person you'd be talking to, like, at a party, and you'd just be like, and then you'd see someone else that you knew, and you'd be like, oh, okay, all right, okay, yeah, hey, man, what's going on? And you just get away from that person as fast as you can. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There's nothing going on there, but. Guess what? Did you see the video? Did you see her video that she made? Her Instagram video where she did this thing? Oh, that fucking movement with your hand where you do this. I hate that. That's so fucking annoying. She did it like 6 times during her video. She was getting her nails done. She was on her way to get her nails done as a sign of resistance because of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that for as long as it takes for you to figure out why on earth would she think that she was getting her nails done for the resistance. Take all the time you need. Let me know when you figure it out, because I still haven't. She's stunning and brave because she's getting her nails done. I'm... How's the Amazon factory working out, AOC? The one where you denied it and then they built it out of your jurisdiction and now there's all these new jobs that are, how's that going? But look, AOC is, she's a perfect encapsulation of the liberal world order, if you think about it. She has nothing to say, nothing of any real intelligence. There's words that come out of her mouth, but much like Kamala Harris, they don't make any sense. They're just buzzwords and they're phrases and there's terms that she's used, you know, but resistance and things like, but she's not really saying anything and she's certainly not doing anything. But she's a perfect encapsulation of this liberal world order. Nothing works. Nothing works like it's supposed to. Everything's broken. We're not going anywhere. Everything costs 5 times as much, and it's super annoying. And you wish you could just get back to a time when, oh, I don't know, just things worked. Things did what they said they were going to do, you know? So they haven't been having a very good week or month or whatever with the Supreme Court either. The liberal world order. They're taking a bunch of losses here. But that's really to be expected because their ideas aren't well thought out, and therefore they fall apart rather easily. And the Supreme Court is supposed to be we can say what we want about them. They're supposed to be in the business of taking a case and really examining it and getting to the, so it's no surprise that the left's ideas are falling apart. Because when you, expose them to scrutiny, they all fall apart. They don't make any sense. We've just come through an entire month of indoctrination into everybody's gay. Okay. For in America in June, it's Pride Month. And, you know, that used to be a source of, you know, where the gay community would get together and they would have a parade, and it was a sign that they had made improvement and that they were being taken seriously and that, you know, people weren't shitting on them like the way they had, you know, decades ago and everything. And it was fine, you know, and there was no big deal. But it has been moved. They're moving the goalposts on pride parades every year. Every year it's more and more festive. And I use that term loosely. There's more rainbow dildos this year than there were last year. And next year, there will be more rainbow dildos than there were this year. It's exponential. It's dildos everywhere. And it's really starting to rub people the wrong way. And I'm a pretty tolerant person for stuff like that. Based on where I grew up, it never really bothered me. I don't care. You don't need a whole month, and you don't get a fucking parking space or any of that stuff. You're gay. Good for you. Like, I'm not going to be shitty to you because you're gay, but also you don't need an entire month. Let's stop this. Okay. But I don't care really. Like, if you've got your month, it doesn't affect me. And I just go, whatever. But here's the thing. It's starting to affect people, and people are starting to get that we've been like, okay, you know, we're tolerant and we're fine and we want the gay community to have rights and we don't want them to be shit on and we don't want any of that stuff. But now it feels like this is extortion. Now it feels like, oh, well, if you don't give us this, then we're going to accuse you of being bigots and we're going to accuse you. And then it's like does everybody in every commercial have to be gay now? Cause now it's getting annoying. Now it's disproportionately not reflective of society. When the commercials come out and everybody's black in it and everybody's gay and everybody's trans, it's statistically speaking, it's not real. It's not a real encapsulation of society where a certain percentage is this, and you know, and as somebody with a marketing degree that I've mentioned before, just from a client standpoint, and I worked at an ad agency, from a client standpoint, you would have a very difficult time explaining to the client why the ad is only targeting a demographic that is like minuscule. They'd be going, we want all the people to buy our stuff, not this tiny sliver. I'm watching this commercial. Everyone's a black, gay, trans midget. And that's not real life. Is that our target audience? Because if that is our very, very small target audience, fine. But if I'm selling hamburgers, then I want everybody to buy the hamburgers. And with these ads, the way they're doing this, the way it's so specific right now, it's going to have the exact opposite effect. It's going to have a bunch of people saying, well, you know, I wanted a hamburger, but does it have to be this gay? Does it all have to be this gay? Can I just get a hamburger, or do I have to get a gay hamburger? You know, it's too much. It's too much. And it's not going to, in the long run, it's counterproductive for the gay community. You're starting to feel the backlash of normal, compassionate, open-minded, sensitive, nice, decent people that don't have a problem with you are starting to get fucking annoyed by you with all of this. Tranny story time, the insistence on people being naked at these shows, drag queen story time, drag shows for kids, all this, everybody, my two mommies, and it's enough. Okay, we get your point. There's gay people out there. We understand. We live on this planet. We see what's going on. But you're losing us. the traditional gay community that fought so hard for this, check your people. You need to be the bad guys in this situation. You need to go have the talk with the trans community and set them straight and say, what the fuck are you guys doing? We busted our ass for 50 years trying to make headway in the straight world by trying to have them be accepting of the gay community. And you guys come in here and you fuck it up by acting like a bunch of animals, a bunch of cartoon characters with rainbow dildos and Kool-Aid hair. Stop it. You're making us all look bad and we don't appreciate it. That's the conversation the gay community needs to have with the trans community. It's a fucking embarrassment. And I recognize it's not the gay community doing this. It's not them. I mean, I think there's a percentage of them that are mortified by this as well. But that's the liberal world order. That's where we're going with it. Everybody's gay, everybody's trans, everybody's gender changes at noon. Gender is subjective and fluid. Well, listen, if you don't know what you are, how the fuck am I supposed to know what you are? You misgendered me. Bro, your gender changes 3 times a day. First of all, who the fuck cares? Don't flatter yourself that I care what your gender is enough to get it right. I don't. I don't know you. I don't care about you. I don't care. If you were a nice, decent person and I was offending you and hurting your feelings because you worked for me and I kept calling you the wrong name and I was doing it and it was making you feel bad and you pulled me aside and said, hey, listen, this is making me, I wouldn't be a jerk about it. I'd be like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that. You're expecting total strangers to A, know what your gender is, and to B, give a shit about it. I got news for you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your gender. Nobody cares. We're done talking about it. It's fucking annoying. If the only thing you have that's interesting about you is the fact that you're cake gender, then there's nothing really interesting about you. In fact, if you're cake gender, you should probably be meeting with somebody in the medical industry to have a conversation about where things went wrong, because you're not well. If you think you're a cake, you've taken a left when you should have taken a right. Okay. I think really what, if I had to sort of sum up the mentality of this liberal world order, it's that like feelings matter to them, but the facts don't. And that's very frustrating. Because feelings change and facts don't. And I need to know how to navigate life. I need to understand some facts about how things are so that I can make decisions accordingly. So I need the facts to be the facts. And what the liberal loony left needs is they just need feelings. This makes me feel bad. I feel unsafe. Are you unsafe? I feel unsafe. Yeah, but are you unsafe? Well, I feel unsafe. Again, you're in your home by yourself, doors locked, you're fine. I feel unsafe. Do you feel unsafe or are you unsafe? There's a fucking difference. So I'm tired. You might have noticed. I'm tired. And I refuse to participate in this stupid game that they're playing. Your feelings are none of my concern. I don't give a flying fuck about your feelings at this moment. I really don't. Let's talk about the facts. The facts are you guys want abortions on every corner. You want abortions all the time. The facts are the most important thing in the liberal world order is their ability to get abortions on demand. True or false? Because that's all I hear is that that's the most important thing. If that's the most important thing, write it on the chalkboard. Let's start a list of the important things. Feelings are at the top. I gotta have my feelings on there. I feel like I'm in the resistance with AOC. You're not. I got news for you. My body, my choice for abortions. What about vaccines? Oh, fuck that. Again, you guys want to be taken seriously, maybe have just, you know, have your thoughts anchored in reality. You can't say my body, my choice when it comes to abortions and then say, yeah, but that doesn't count for vaccines. You can't do that and be taken seriously. I wonder why all these people won't take me seriously. Well, start with this. Start with not being a gigantic hypocrite. Start there. It's a good place. And then don't ever try to talk to people about your gender. If you start with those things, you'll be a lot better off. If people aren't taking you seriously, if you feel like you're just not being taken seriously in your job or with your friends or in, you know, with the other sex, or you're trying to meet people and you're never, ask yourself this question. Do I talk about my constantly changing gender all the time? Because if you do, then maybe stop doing that. If you think my body, my choice for abortions, but not my body, my choice for vaccines, maybe examine those thoughts a little more closely and see if you could do better. That's a term you guys like to use for everybody. I wish you guys would do better. Oh, go fuck yourself. Okay. You guys are going to have to address what the plan is here in this liberal world order. I'm going to need you right now in the middle of 2022 to explain to me what the plan is for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Okay. I need to know what your plan is for them, because it's not working. Whatever you guys have, some fantasy that Joe Biden is going to run again in 2024, or that Kamala, or maybe Pete Buttigieg, or what is it? What's it going to be? This isn't a big ask. We are talking about the federal government of the United States of America. Okay. Local gas stations make three-year business plans. Okay. The federal government of the fucking United States of America better have a plan that is more than 2 years out. They just better. So I'm going to need an answer on what you have planned for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He's not well. In case you haven't been paying attention, in case, you know, you've been away for a while, maybe they didn't go up there and tell you, but Joe Biden's not doing well. I don't shine shoes anymore. You know, whatever you thought Joe Biden was doing before you went away, Billy Bats, upstate, you've come back now. I want you to take a look around. Joe Biden is not doing well. He was a mean, vindictive cocksucker for 40 years in Washington, D.C., and he's not anymore. I mean, he's unlikable, but for a different set of reasons. But he's not well. And Kamala Harris... If Kamala Harris is the answer, then what do you suppose the question is? Because it isn't who's the best person to take over for Joe Biden in the event of his untimely passing. Now they're talking about Hillary Clinton again? This is an indictment. So look, you could say what you want about the New World Order, but at least the New World Order is run by people that actually know what the fuck they're doing. The Liberal World Order can't even figure out if Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, or Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee. So I don't know that we necessarily have to stand firm for this Liberal World Order, Brian Deese, Director of National Economic Council. Stand firm on what? For who? Who are you standing firm for? Who is in charge of the liberal world order? Who? It's tough to sell it without a strong leader. It's tough to tell people to stand firm when the president of the United States shits his pants during a meeting with the Pope. It's really hard to sell that. Stand firm, everybody. We've got the right guy in office. Say what you want about Trump. God knows we've said a lot about him. He operated with confidence. Maybe more confidence than he should have had, but confidence was never lacking with that guy. And some people find that appealing. Some people find that, like, energizing, you know, motivating, contagious. Like, that guy's confident, like, shit. That guy's confident, even in the absence of all the reasons to be confident, he's still confident. Maybe I could be confident too, you know? And so there's something inspirational about that. If it's the right person, you know. But even if it's the wrong person, too, you go, fuck, that guy's got all these confidence. That guy's got a huge beer belly. He's got all this confidence. Holy shit. Like, I kind of respect the guy for that. He shouldn't have any confidence at all, and yet he does. And that's kind of funny to watch. We don't get that feeling from Joe Biden. Nobody watches him and is inspired. They watch him like the way you watch a toddler getting away from its parents and wandering off towards a busy street, where you're like, hands on your head, like, oh, no, 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 don't do this. This is going to be bad. There are storm clouds ahead. And nobody respects the captain of this ship, okay? Nobody. They had to write cue cards telling him where, when to walk into the room. You stand here. Then when this person sits down, then you sit down. This is not good. Look, and I don't even know what's worse. Having a president that is evil and knows exactly what they're doing. Or having a president that his mind is detached from the rest of his body and doesn't know anything. I don't know what's worse. We saw what happened when you have a very capable vice president. You get continuity of government plans by Dick Cheney. So is that better than having Kamala Harris? I mean, I rip on her for her trying to explain time. Holy moly. I mean, do yourself this favor. Get yourself really, really stoned and then go find that footage on some video of Kamala Harris trying to explain time. Watch that. But look, I think that part of this liberal world order is that they have to convince you not to believe your eyes. Don't trust what you see. That's part of, like, that's cultural Marxism. I mean, they incorporate that shit into their ideology all the time. It's like, don't believe your eyes. Like, what you think you see, you didn't see. If they can convince, that's the 2 + 2 = 5 sort of thing. If they can convince you 2 + 2 = 5, you're broken. They've got you. And so they want you to not be able to believe your eyes. I really think so. If someone identifies as a woman, that's enough. They don't want any facts. They don't need that. Facts are totally and utterly inconvenient to them. You don't want facts. Joe Biden's fine. He's not shaking hands with imaginary people. He's fine. 100 genders is normal. It's fine. I know you think you're seeing insanity. You're not. You're not seeing Joe Biden fall down. You're not seeing him wander around aimlessly at a party when everyone wants to talk to Obama. You're not seeing that. You're not seeing him drive the car away, but the guy in the passenger side actually has the steering wheel. You're not seeing that. You can't be seeing that. Because if you saw that, you would know that this administration is run by morons. And this administration can't be run by morons because it's the Joe Biden administration. And everything is fine. And you can't. There's no possible way you could have seen any of that other stuff. Because if you did, then you would rightly understand that this administration is falling apart. And it's not falling apart because we said it's not. Don't believe your eyes. White supremacy is the biggest threat to the United States of America, and Joe Biden is fine. Yeah, but no. Electric cars fix the gasoline problem. Yeah, but in California, they turn the electric grid on. Yeah, but there's big lines of people, like at a Tesla charging station in California. No. You're not seeing this correctly. You see, that stuff doesn't exist because we say it doesn't exist. You must support the thing. For admission into the liberal world order, you have to support the thing. You know, the thing. Ukraine, booster shots, Roe versus, you know, the thing. Flags in the bio. Whatever the thing is. Well, what is the thing? Well, we'll tell you what the thing is when the thing comes out. But the thing typically comes out about once every 6 weeks or so. And then it's a big thing, and you definitely, absolutely, positively have to believe in it, because if you don't, then you're a Republican, Trump supporter, bigot, racist. Well, what about when the thing is no longer the thing? Well, then we move on to a different thing. Don't you know? That's the old thing. Can't be the old thing anymore. We're with the new thing. Is that Ukraine? No. No, it was... Is it Roe versus Wade? No, that's changing too. Well, what is the new thing? Well, we'll tell you when we need you to change your Twitter bio. Look, I think that the most dangerous arm, it's easy to mock these people because they're mockable and their ideas are dumb and all of this. And it's probably not going to catch on, at least not on the governmental level, because a lot of people see this as a problem. But let me tell you where it is going to catch on and where it is extremely dangerous. And that is the corporate arm of the liberal world order and the ESG scores, environmental, social, and governance. This is where they're going to take this liberal world order concept, these disjointed, nonsensical ideas that electricity just comes magically and that it definitely doesn't come from coal burning power plants or anything like that to fuel these electric cars. You have to detach yourself entirely from logic in order for the liberal world order to work. You can never go back to logic. Because if you do, the whole scaffolding of what they're proposing will fall apart. Logic just pulls the beam right out from under the bottom of it, and it just all comes down. That's why they have to have control of everybody that believes. They have to keep them on the reservation. You drift away just a little bit and go, hey, electric car idea sounds good, like conceptually, but then like it's really not. It's not. We're just trading one form of internal combustion gasoline in exchange for coal burning power plants to generate. The minute you make that connection, they have to get rid of you. Because you will infect everybody in their camp that believes this. Logic is the atomic bomb to them. It will destroy everything. Logic allows you to fully recognize that states with power grid problems like Texas that had one and California that's had them, those are bad places to have electric cars because your electric car needs to be charged by the electric, by the electricity, and you're in a state with poor electricity. Therefore, having an electric car maybe doesn't sound like the greatest idea. The minute you have that thought, that paradigm just collapses. So they have to keep you in a constant state of confusion. They have to sell you lies that are ridiculous. They have to keep the ridiculousness up. You'll own nothing. Nobody wants that. Nobody in the avocado toast component of this wants that either. And that's the liberal left side. They don't want to not own things either. But that's part of it. If you want to get on board with the Klaus Schwab ESG bullshit, you'll have to own nothing. This is the green agenda, the AOC agenda. Build Back Better, World Economic Forum. Wind, solar, electric, clean energy, clean jobs, no fossil fuels, no meat. This is what they want you. This is the world they want you in. This is the liberal world order. What does the liberal world order look like? What will we be doing there? Well, let me tell you what you won't be doing. You won't be eating meat, and you won't be driving cars. And anything that you have in the form of electricity will come from wind, but wind is super unpredictable. And it might come from solar, but, you know, the sun goes away half the time. Well, what about nuclear? Nope, can't use nuclear. Well, why? Because it works? Because it actually works? Because it's a really good return on investment? Can't use it. They go, shit, man, what do you want? Just be like Three Mile Island? Chernobyl? Huh? No, I don't want those things to happen. But can we examine nuclear? No, it's off the table. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Social credit scores for corporations. ESG. This is part of the liberal world order. Now, you may say, well, it doesn't matter to me because I'm not a corporation. Well, according to Mitt Romney, you are. Corporations are people, too. And he wants to fuck you like he fucks these corporations that he tries to would bane when they would go look and see what they did to KB Toys. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you talk about fucking people over. That's what Mitt Romney does. ESG scores. And the way they are affecting these corporations are more than likely going to be a huge problem for us because it goes back to modification of behavior and doing so because you want to condition somebody that they're not allowed to buy this much meat or they're not allowed to buy, you know, spend this much money on gasoline. And so we're going to limit them. And we're going to, you know, ESG credit cards are out now. MasterCard has one. I don't think it's really taking off. I don't think anybody has any sort of appetite for it, but they've launched that program. MasterCard, of course, partners with the World Economic Forum, so should be no surprise there. But look, part of this is to crush the middle class. It is very, very small. This is their liberal world order fantasy. Very, very small group of ruling elite at the top. Them, of course, they in their minds, it's always them. And then everybody else crammed down on the bottom. No middle class. That's why the middle class is getting destroyed right now. How do you destroy the middle class? Well, the poor and working class have already been taking the bus for a long, long time. Doesn't really affect them. I mean, it affects them, but it's not. Middle class drives everywhere. Gasoline is a great way to do that. Mandatory green compliance. That's how you destroy the middle class. Make everything mandatory. Make the green compliance mandatory. You got to go to electric. You got to go to solar panels on your roof. Got to get away from, we got to ban gas powered weed whackers in California. I mean, the stuff that we focus on at the expense of actual problems is staggering. If we put in just half the effort into solving real actual problems instead of worrying. Gavin Newsom in California is worried about gas powered weed whackers. Are you serious? It's Gavin Newsom, though. And of course, he's serious. I mean, you want to destroy the middle class? Create food shortages. Create expensive food. And then shortages on top of that. fertilizer shortages. Gotta stand with Ukraine. Gotta stand with Ukraine and punish Russia, the number one exporter of fertilizer, you know, for the foods that we eat and everything. We'll show them by paying $6 a gallon for gas and having no food. We'll show those Russians. Again, you have to suspend this, like, reality. You have to remove logic from your mind. Logic has no place in this new liberal world order. A world order in which they take no responsibility for anything ever being their fault. Have you watched Joe Biden? And Trump, look, to be fair, Trump did this too. I'm not trying to say that this is... Trump is a narcissist of the highest order and thinks that nothing is his fault. But the Biden administration it's wild to watch them pretend that nothing is their fault. Well, that's Putin's price hike, or Putin did this, or Trump did that, or oh, this is all Trump and everything. No. It would go a long way with the people. Not that they give a shit about the people, but I'm just saying, like, from as an outsider looking in, it would go a long way with the people if from time to time the Biden administration, or any administration for that point, said, you know, we probably could have done that one better. You know, it sounded like a good idea. We put this in place. Our logic we felt was sound, and we thought it was going to go one way, and it wound up going the other way. And yeah, that one, upon further review, we could have done it better. Maybe we shouldn't have done it at all. Look, we learned that's not how you do it, and we're going to make corrections and make sure we don't do this again. If they did that just once, we would be like, holy shit, some humility injected into this. But we never get that. It's never, never, ever, ever their fault. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. Kamala Harris couldn't have botched the border crisis because she's Kamala Harris, and by default it can't be her fault. You know, if they would say, well, yeah, you know, we should have sent her down there earlier, not that she's worth a fucking damn. Oh, that'd be great if they said that. I mean, if they just said, like, obviously I'm not expecting them to, like, shit all over her, though it would be funny if they did, but still, if they, you know, if they'd said something like, well, you know, look, early on we took some heat because we didn't have Kamala Harris go down and address the border situation a little sooner. In retrospect, yeah, you know, we probably should have had her out there a couple months earlier. That was a problem. You'll never hear that. Nope. Gina McCarthy, Biden's climate advisor, cheered the news that fossil fuel workers were losing their jobs. They think the only way to get you into the liberal world order is to make things so miserable for you right now that you're forced into it. That's the reason why Biden's climate advisor is happy that fossil fuel workers are losing their jobs. Because the way they see it, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet. And if we're going to get into this new relationship with the climate where everything's green and nothing is, where there's no fossil fuels, then yeah, these jobs are going to have to go away. Yeah, you're going to have to pay $12 a gallon for gas. That's just the price you pay to be, you know, taking the climate seriously. Now, mind you, nobody is... ExxonMobil and the United States military and all these people, they are going to be polluting and doing exactly what they've always been doing. They're not slowing down at all. This is not about the climate. It's about behavior modification and taxing you and getting you to a position where you are only allowed to do the things that they want you to be allowed to do. It's not about the climate. They're just using that as the pretext. You know, everything is climate change to them. Everything is climate change. Have you heard them talk about pollution? You don't hear them talk about pollution. They don't want to fix pollution. Pollution's a real problem and a big problem. And a problem that if the government started trying to fix pollution, they would be trying to fix pollution for the next 100 years. The government's not interested in fixing actual problems. that's not what they do. They're into fixing fake problems like climate change. If they were actually serious about fixing the world, they would be talking to you about how they're going to fix pollution. They're not talking about that. They're talking about anthropomorphized climate change. Climate change that is only caused by man-made effects. So that's, again, how you can tell that the whole thing is a scam. Because if they were really worried about the world and the effects of climate change on the world, they would be worried about climate change on the world in general, because we live on the world in general. They're not interested in that. They are only interested in man-made climate change. Now, the reason why they're only interested in man-made climate change is because they can't convince a volcano to do something different, but they can convince man to do something different. And that's the reason why they want to change it. There's no 100-year plan on how to curb volcanoes. That would be insane, because they know they can't do that. Volcano's going to do what a volcano is going to do. But man, that's different. And they can tell you what to do, and they can modify your behavior in this liberal world order through telling you you can and can't do it having to do with climate change. But you know it's a scam, because it's not about all of climate change. It's about one little sliver of it that just so happens to be insignificant, because in the context of everything else, when a Icelandic volcano goes off and puts more carbon in the atmosphere than all of human interaction on the planet combined for thousands and thousands of years, that again, you cannot, under any circumstances, inject logic into this. Logic is kryptonite for the liberal world order. You cannot have it. Because as soon as you start taking logical looks at these things, it all comes down. You have to be standing at the right angle, looking at the right side of the one particular component of the problem. If you move out to the side, right or left, to get a different view of it, you'll see the scam. Look, I don't have any respect for these people. The New World Order group, they're scary, okay? Because they have big plans for humanity. The liberal world order are getting out of a clown car where there's like 17 of them, you know, and one guy's kind of stuck because his big clown shoes, he's having a hard time getting out of the back seat. They're goofballs. These people aren't serious. You take one look at them and you go, this is a joke, right? Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, it's a joke on its face when you look at it. But it's not funny that these people are in positions where they're trying to control us. They want you to embrace a lifestyle of poverty, and then they want to enforce you to continue to live that life of poverty. And they're going to use carbon dioxide as the pretext to manipulate people's behavior. You just have to understand, you have to be armed with facts. You have to understand the carbon dioxide scam. You have to understand the global warming scam. These people don't. I mean the average know-nothing that's gluing themselves to Van Gogh paintings has never read The Limits to Growth by the Club of Rome. If they did, they wouldn't be gluing themselves to paintings. They wouldn't be throwing cake at the Mona Lisa. It's an embarrassment that these people are out there doing the things that they're doing, but I suppose it's one step closer to it all going away and falling apart under the weight of its own ridiculousness. If you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. Thank you for helping this show grow to where it is now. I can't believe it. It's been amazing. Thank you all so much. We've passed 3 million downloads. Well, that's kind of amazing to me, considering I was convinced I was talking to myself for the first 50 or so episodes. Probably was, to be fair. But if you like this show, you can connect with me. The website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. The Twitter handle is @macroaggression, and I will talk to you all soon.